Some of our wheat fields have taken on a dramatically different look over the past week. So what do we look for now to know if the wheat has freeze damage? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I bring you unbiased research-based information for you to apply it on your farm. You've probably heard me say that we need 10 to 14 days from the cold weather event to really know the effects of those cold temperatures. And we're now at about day 7. The first few days, the cold temperatures were pretty chilly and the wheat didn't try to grow very much. But the last couple of days, the temperatures have been really warm and the effects of those cold temperatures have been hastened along. And we will continue to watch to see the effects of those cold temperatures over this upcoming week. So what are we looking for? We're looking to see how the newest growth of those wheat plants really look. This means that we're looking at the condition of that newest leaf coming out of the whorl of the forming stem. Now, what I like to see is nice, crisp green leaf emerging from the whorl. And if that newest leaf looks yellow or even a little brownish colored, that's a little bit concerning. Be sure to look at the newly emerging tissue, not the tissue that was exposed to the cold temperatures, because we're already seeing quite a bit of leaf bronzing out in the field. We also need to look at the forming wheat heads. We want to see nice, crisp, greenish-white wheat heads. You can check the heads a couple of ways. Personally, I think that it's easiest to split the stem with a pocket knife and look for that growing point and developing wheat head. Now, you can also carefully peel back each leaf individually until you get down to that developing wheat head. I think this is a little more difficult with the smaller wheat, but you can try both ways and see which works better for you. Now, if after doing all this, you find a yellow or shriveled wheat head, then you have a head with some cold damage. If you check multiple stems on the same plant, you might see varying conditions of wheat heads. This is because they're at different stages of development. That main stem is the furthest along, and that head will be the furthest up the developing wheat stem and the most exposed to cold temperatures. You might be wondering what a healthy or a cold damaged wheat head looks like. There are pictures of this in the K-State Spring Freeze Damage publication, and I have this publication posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I also have this publication posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy Facebook page. Now remember, we need 10 to 14 days or towards the end of this week to really know what kind of damage we'll see on our wheat plants. Be sure to go out and check your wheat stems. And if you have any questions about what you're seeing, you can snap a picture and send it to me, or you can get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs.